Lightning the Hero by Toby. The blurb in my story. Lightning goes on a quest, but will he succeed? Does he even know what he's up against? Join this brilliant fight against Lightning and Humongousaur. Who will win, or will anybody win? Once there was a little boy, Lightning. He was determined, heroic and brave. He lived in a blacksmith's workshop and worked very hard because he didn't have a mother or father. One day, as Lightning was counting money, he heard something land on the ground. He looked at what had fallen on the ground suspiciously. He wondered what it could be. Suddenly, it hit him. He knew it was a quest map. It showed 5 deadly dangerous places. As he was so poor, he decided to get the treasure. He worked really hard to make the best sword and shield, although he didn't think of one thing, training. The next day, he set off on his quest. He decided to go to the lost city of Lain. He tried to look muscular. Finally, he came to a massive hole. He said to himself, "This is the biggest risk of my life." Because it was a never-ending hole. Just then, he felt him go up a teensy bit. This was the strangest thing Lightning had ever seen. It was a door mat which read, "Go down the hole and get squashed, or go away. Make your decision quickly." This freaked Lightning out. Suddenly, out of nowhere, something jabbed him, and he tripped and fell down the hole. "Ah!" screamed Lightning. He fell lower every second. This seemed to take forever, but eventually he landed with a thump. He looked around and stared at something gleaming in the sunshine. It was the treasure chest. It seemed too easy, but the easier the better. He snatched up the treasure chest and started to find a way to get up. While Lightning was wondering how to get up, something rustled in the corner. A little mouse scuttled across the floor. He was relieved. At last he found a staircase. Suddenly, millions of tiny people ran down the staircase and started to attack Lightning. He managed to hide from them. Once they passed by, he quickly sneaked by to the staircase and ran up it faster than he'd ever run before. He finally got and breathed a sigh of relief. He started to walk slowly to the next place. Fire gushers. At last, he stood in front of a huge Humongousaur. He quickly tried to stab him directly in the heart, but Humongousaur just jumped aside. Finally, Lightning ran under Humongousaur. Humongousaur looked under his feet where Lightning had ran. Lightning was waiting for him to look under. Lightning pushed Humongousaur slightly and he toppled over. He then carried the chest on his back. It was a long, tiring journey back home, but it was worth it. He felt so good to be back with his life and the chest, but it didn't last forever. Bye, Toby.